So we had our first call of the day earlier this week, and we do that at 5 a.m. We start the show at 5, and then we always look for someone to call to make sure that there is a listener. Otherwise, we pack up and go home for an hour and then sleep.
Yep.
And then come back. Mm-hmm. But if there is someone listening, then they become the first call of the day. And earlier this week, it was Chris, who was on his way to work on a construction site, and he brought his packed lunch that his wife packed for him.
So cute.
Oh, I remember this.
And it had like a little note and everything. It's really sweet.
Yeah. He's like, I got tuna today with pickles and onions.
Yep. And celery. Don't forget
the celery. That's right. Yep.
Lots of crunch.
Yeah. So I'm curious, like, if you have a packed lunch, what's in your lunch?
Like, who packs it?
Yeah. Who packs it? Like, if you don't pack your own lunch, who packs the lunch? And do they put a little goodie in there?
Right, like, you know? Do you look forward to it? Like, or sometimes you bummed and you're like, oh, why did I get this today?
Right. I wasn't in a peanut butter mood. 792-6278.
Oh, my God.
You can call or text us, and I'm just curious, you know? I think there are a lot of folks, especially people who work in construction.
Oh, yeah.
You know, who bring a lunch because you can't really leave the site.
No, they sit in their trucks, I feel like.
Yeah, or you're in a weird... My dad worked construction, and there used to be, I think, what did he call it? It was like the
the lunch truck, right?
Yeah.
That would come by?
Yeah.
Like
they hit a bunch of, is that still a thing?
It is. It is down in Massachusetts, I know that.
Okay.
I remember seeing that quite a bit. Yeah, and just, you know, at a designated time, it hits that construction site, and then it moves on to the next spot, you know?
Right.
But everyone would go to it. All of them would go to it.
I mean, that's a great idea for food trucks, like a big like construction site. And we go here on Wednesdays.
Sure.
Oof.
I'm sure some of them do that.
Yeah.
I always wonder, there's a place in Kittery called Burrito. Well, actually, it's just a food truck now called Burrito Betty's.
Mm.
And I'm always wondering, and I leave at the same time. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the time, the food truck's leaving at the same time. Always going south.
Hmm.
And I'm like, where are they going? You know, they going down to New Hampshire.
Yeah, well,
maybe they got to set up, or
maybe the construction sites are just larger. You know, in southern New England, so there's more.
Oh, could be.
You know, there's more mouths to feed.
True, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Good morning. Who's this? Oh, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Rachel.
Hi, Rachel. Are you operating a construction vehicle right now?
You in a front loader?
It's windy. Do you have a packed lunch?
Pack my lunch every day for work.
You do? And do you put like a little goodie for yourself in there? Like, I guess you can't surprise yourself.
I usually do.
You do?
Oh.
Isn't that funny? I love that.
What?
I love that. Like,
yeah, what's
what?
Your surprise?
Fruit by the foot?
Yeah.
I do love gummies. Sometimes it's like a little piece of chocolate. Sometimes it's like a cookie I bake.
I
love that. Good for you.
I love it. So what's for lunch today?
Just some pasta. I didn't have a lot of time this morning.
Okay.
All right.
That sounds pretty good. Yeah, what do you do for work?
So I actually work in a library.
You work in a library?
Cool.
Wow. Well, you need to tell them to pipe down. It's a loud library. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye. I think she must have been in the car. Someone texted, if I'm feeling really nice, I'll pack my husband a lunch, leftovers we have, and I usually try to leave him a note.
Oh.
That's cool.
That's cute.
I love notes. Jay and I are starting notes now, and I really look forward to coming home, and there'll be like a note on the table.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, someone said Burrito Betty goes to the shipyard.
I was just wondering if they go
there
to the shipyard.
Go.
Yeah, but they're not going the right way then.
Oh, really?
Well, I guess you could go that way.
So is that like the back way?
Oh, maybe they do breakfast burritos or something.
Oh.
No.
Can we just,
Yeah, that's a...
Breakfast burritos
a breakfast
are amazing.
Burrito, right?
Ooh, I might add that to the Moosehead breakfast list.
That'll get you through till dinner, usually.
Before Kineo.
Oh.
To soak up last night, the prior
night.
Yeah,
I like that idea.
Breakfast burrito.
Oh, so someone texted, I worked on a construction site, and the trucks that we had, we called them roach coaches. Okay, so maybe they're not always that great. But, you know, but it's a hot meal.
Yeah.
At least. That's funny. If you want to chime in on this, we'll put this on our Facebook page. I just love the notes. I think that's so cute.
Yeah, me too.
And that's very sweet. Actually, you know what? Matt Barnard, our coworker, he packs a lunch for his wife every day.
Of course he does.
He packs their lunches. I know.
He has to leave her a note.
Oh,
sure. It's probably in song form.
Most probably.
Yeah.
Most likely. Oh, Matt.
Yeah. If you ever hear the first call of the day at 5 a.m., he's the one who sings that.
Which everyone thinks it's Blake.
It's not me.
Right.
No. Thankfully.